Unit 2. IELTS Listening. Section 2. You will hear the director of a museum talking about the annual competition at the museum. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 15. Now listen and answer questions 11 to 15.
Welcome. My name's Darren Timpson and I'm the director of the Penwood Museum. And I'm here to announce the winners of our annual competition, which, as usual, runs in conjunction with our summer exhibition. Each year, the competition has a specific theme. And the theme we chose for this year's competition is the use of technology to improve links between the local community and the museum. Entrants could choose from a selection of the museum's artefacts to create exhibits on this topic. We've had loads of entries from secondary schools, which is important as more local teenagers are getting involved. I just want to give you some background information about this year's competition. The competition was open to groups of young people from institutions like schools and youth clubs who were aged between 15 and 19 on the final entry date for the competition, which was the 13th of May. While preparing their competition entry, the competitors were allowed to use the educational facilities at the museum and to look for help from local sponsors, but were not allowed to buy any equipment. We then had 7 shortlisted exhibits, which visitors to the museum of all ages were allowed to vote on for the first 3 places. The prize-winning exhibits are having a big impact on Penwood Museum attendances, which have risen by up to 45% since the summer show opened. The first prize in this year's competition has been won by a group of 7 young people who chose various exhibits from the museum's collection of equipment from the 1950s to the 1970s. They arranged them with modern versions and then recorded their own reactions and comments to the exhibits. They then did the same with the comments made by visitors aged 65 and over. And so, can we have a round of applause for the winners from Tigers Community Centre who called their entry Technology Now and Then. And the second prize winners are Tabard High...
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 16 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 16 to 20.
Before we have some refreshments, I'd like to draw your attention to some of the video commentaries on the winning exhibit, which have been left by members of the public and which are very moving and some very funny. I particularly liked seeing the recording of the reaction of several people when they talked about an early wooden framed TV from their childhood. They remembered their first TV, which they thought still fitted in with today's trends. They remembered how they would sometimes all go round to someone's house to watch TV as a special treat. But they thought the modern TV screen, with the remote, was much easier to watch. As for the collection of old radios, it has to be seen. They are really huge old wooden frame radios in perfect working order and in perfect condition. Some teenagers' reactions to the radios were very funny, They couldn't believe how big they were. And the older visitors, all of whom used to have one, said they liked them. But they also thought they were too big to fit into living rooms these days. A few more items worth looking at from the display are old kitchen items. Young people thought the cooker from the 1950s looked funny alongside the latest microwaves. Nearly all interviewees who were aged 65 and over used microwave ovens, which they thought were much handier. Seeing old typewriters on display next to slim laptops made them look weird and cumbersome. All those who were 65 and over preferred the laptops, which they thought were thrilling. The other electronic items on display were a collection of old and fairly recent cameras. They also thought the older cameras were well made and better than the newer ones. I'd like to thank you all for coming, and please give a round of applause for all the entrants to the competition.
That is the end of section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers.